Hi, this is Emily Grace, and you are listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's Review Podcast. This is a reading of a review of Wicked by Joe Stead from Stead Style Chicago. A rare phenomenon occurred as I stood in line at the Ford Center for the Performing Arts to buy my $80 ticket to see Wicked. A young preteen girl began to skip and hum one of composer Stephen Schwartz's tuneful pop-flavored songs from the show. Imagine, a youngster actually touched by a show tune. Well, it certainly warmed my heart and inspired hope for the future of the musical theater. The 2004 Tony Award voters may have voted with their hearts in giving their top prize to the smaller and edgier Avenue Q, but Wicked has won the hearts of audiences everywhere it has played. The national tour routinely draws a lottery for the remaining day-of-the-show tickets, so high is the demand for tickets. Chicago is now in its second Wicked year, which opened at the Oriental in May 2005. Wicked has had the exact opposite effect of the producers, whose luster clearly diminished when the original cast departed. Wicked takes its cue from Gregory Maguire's creative novel, which imagines an ingenious backstory to what really happened between the two witches. Glinda, originally known as Glinda the Good, is the privileged valley girl blonde cheerleader type who is loved by all. Elphaba, a composite of L. Frank Baum's initials, is the green-skinned outsider who represents the evils and injustices of a society conditioned to choose its villains from those who are different. From these two archetypes is spun a wonderfully clever and witty script by Winnie Holtzman that suggests friendship is more than skin deep. Are people born wicked, or do they have wickedness thrust upon them? Subtle political overtones on fascism, terror, and government spying tactics are incorporated, but never at the expense of the entertainment value. A winning mixture of Harry Potter and girl power takes our two heroine arch rivals from their college days at Madame Morrible's School for Sorcery to the Emerald City, where Glinda is deified and Elphaba branded a terrorist for animal rights efforts. You'll be hard-pressed to see your entertainment dollar better spent on a Chicago stage. The lavish sets, costumes, and special effects are truly spectacular and enhance an already rich and enchanting subject. Chicago veterans Rondi Reed, Gene Wygent, and Heidi Kettenring have all worked their own magic on various local stages, and they all are terrific here. Perhaps the only truly wicked thing about seeing this brilliant show is that it may cause other shows to be a big letdown. You can find Wicked playing at the Ford Center for the Performing Arts. You are listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's Review Podcast. This is Emily Grace saying, enjoy the show.